Toddler saves loved ones from house fire, even children can be heroes. By Amy Furrell, January 25, 2022. A 2-year-old boy saved his family members from a recent house fire, and now his mother is calling the entire incident a miracle. "He's my hero baby," Alvord, Texas, resident Kayla Dahl told the Wise County Messenger. On January 15, the home became nothing but embers lying in the 200 block of Woody Street. In a social media post, the Decatur Fire Department shared a photo of the scene and said, "Luckily, there were no serious injuries reported." The family watched as their house burned to the ground while standing on a neighbor's porch, and firefighters worked to contain the fire. However, things could have turned out very different had it not been for 2-year-old Brandon Dahl. His father, Nathan, works as a volunteer firefighter in Alvord. Brandon was ill the night before the harrowing incident, and Kayla laid him down to sleep in their living room so they could check on him during the night. When flames started spreading throughout the home at approximately 4:30 a.m., Brandon knew it was up to him to help. "The fire started in the living room, and firefighters on the scene said it originated from a gas heater," according to Alvord Fire Chief Sam Hahn. "No one else stirred as the fire continued, and the smoke detectors that had recently been replaced never sounded. A battle with the coronavirus had dulled Kayla and Nathan's sense of smell." However, Kayla woke up to Brandon standing by the bed. He was coughing, saying, "Mama, hot. Mama, hot," over and over, she recalled, adding she thought he might be running a fever. Moments later, she saw the flames and woke her husband. The couple immediately took action, grabbing their 4 children. It did not take long before they escaped and Nathan switched off the gas. Following their loss, community members donated items and money to the family whose toddler is being credited for their survival. "It just goes to show me that even children can be heroes," Kayla told the newspaper.